Okay, I have a special treat today. The Kaila learned... No, no, not the... the Kaila learned Hilchis Mezuzah, so I gave a test afterwards. But you have the answers on these sheets. The English was on their sheets. The Hebrew I added today. And... I'd like to go through it. It's basically, I need one, if you don't mind. I'd like to go through these 11 items, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, because they touch on a lot of the asidais. None of them are 100% clear, with one possible exception, and they're all things that require a certain amount of iyun. The first four deal with the idea we had that bathroom is potter, not like most people think because there's a tinuf there, but because it's not a dirishal kavod. Okay, that was a yesod that we had. The patur of a bathroom is not because of the tinuf. It will be out the tinuf, you can just cover the mezuzah. But because it's not a dirishal kavod. And basically, the first... I need to have one here. So the question is what the gedorim of that are. That we had a Birkei Yosef on the Gilyan on the side of the page. And he said that Einei Dirishal Kavod is either a place that has tinuf, or a place that, not that it has tinuf, but it's a place made for there to be tinuf, or Oindim Shamarumim, well, because people stand there undressed. Those are the two pturim of Dirishal Kavod. A bursaki, we said, is potter. So bursaki, a tannery, has a terrible smell. And nobody stands there naked. On the other hand, Beis HaTfila, a mikveh, hopefully doesn't have a bad smell, but Oindim Shamarumim, and that's also a p'tur. Those are the two types of p'tur we had.
A bedroom?
Now what?
A bedroom
is Chayim Mezuzah. No question. But it's not the primary purpose to stand. Stay in the Arum would be Agav, you stay in the Arum. When you change, you stand there, Aram, but it's made mostly for sleeping and sleeping, resting, schmoozing. It's made for other things. The changing there is just derech agam. A laundry room, the Pesachei Tshuvos of Katan Zayin said Beferish is potter. However, his reason was because it's a mokum tinuf. It's a place where there's a lot of dirt. With the advent of loves and pampers, the tinuf doesn't make it to the laundry room. It does, I understand. But it's, okay. Maybe when you have a house full of small children, maybe.
Would it be different but if we have washing machines?
Yeah.
Because we have washing machines. So therefore what? It's better, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, before things go to the washing machine, they're dirty. But that... The dirt that we have in the laundry room is not doesn't make it objectionable. Nobody, so a laundry room would be chayiv, but very often they're not dalet al dalet, so they have another ptor that they're not dalet amis for dalet amis, which we said is 49 square feet. but otherwise it's mistaber. So that's if you want to be chayish Rabbi Kiveger, then you have to have it on the right side going out. Yeah. If it's Zayin al Zayin, if it's Dalet al Dalet, I think you can make a bracha. Yeah, we said if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it's just it's long and has a square feet. The Shach said it's a suffix, you do without a bracha.
Piskei Tshuva or Piskei Tshuva is the one which have now the new parish on.
No, it's on the page in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, so maybe it changed now.
That's what I'm writing, that it changed. But stop it, nowadays it changed. Now, the status of a swimming pool is a little more complicated. One could argue, does Oindim Shamarumim, it's not a Dirishal Kavod, Oindim Shamarumim. Is a bathing suit enough to make it not Oindim Shamarumim? So it's a little hard to say for certain, especially women swim there, and it's the sheikh has a din of erva, and it's exposed there. So one could argue if the swimming pool...
Men can learn outside wearing bathing suit in the yarmulke.
So Pashit, yeah.
Rabbi Pearl had the Shaila.
So Rabbi Pearl holds in these mezuzahs?
No, he didn't say about mezuzahs.
No, he does.
He said about learning.
You can learn, then you can have mezuzah there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. The Mishnah Brura is mesupik about a locker room. I have a locker room on the next. Mishnah Brura is mesupik in a place where sometimes they stand there, arumim, and sometimes not. The Mishnah Brura is mesupik, if you could say the very Torah there. So that the locker room, I go in the morning swimming, and in the locker room, people sometimes talk, they're very tired. So the Mishnah Brura is mesupik. So which way is lahachmir? Lahachmir means you want to be mahachmir?
Not to speak.
Or not to waste your time from not learning.
You can't be tefillah.
So I don't start the very tired there, but someone else starts. The question is really a swimming pool. It's all male swimming pool. There's nobody's saying do shamarumim. If women go there, the derech of women is they go swimming with the parts of the body exposed which have a din erva. So a person could be mesupik if it has such a din or not. However, it's hard to call a swimming pool and not a dirishal kavod. Today, if somebody has his own swimming pool in the house, it's a for carrot, it's a chash of a thing, So
brings up the value of the house.
So I don't know. It's mistaver that it's chayiv in a mezuzah, probably with a bracha as well. If it's outdoors, now here I want to speak out a nidain on anything outdoor. We spoke about the Dagom Ravava. We said why is a shahr of a city chayiv in a mezuzah? So Dagom Ravava bought a Rambam because it leads to a house. Now here there's a machlaikis, the Maril and the Mardechai, which we're going to have later. If you have a place without a ceiling, is it potum in mezuzah only because it's not, normally it's not a household use? Let's say I have a place without a mezuzah, but it is a normal use of a dira. Is that chayiv in mezuzah or not?
Without a ceiling.
What?
Without a ceiling.
If there is no ceiling. You have a mashka, if you have a doorway. If people have an outdoor swimming pool, all right, in the camps they have just a gate. There's no full wall around it. But a lot of the fancier, the villas, the homes, they have a gate around it that has a mashka, if it has an entranceway into it. The shaila is if it needs a mezuzah. So you have to know that the Maril and the Mardechai have an extraordinary machloikis. The reason it's extraordinary is because it's a machloikis through the generations. It starts really with the Rambam and the Rosh, with the Rishayim, to the Maril and the Mardechai, which is ready to end the Rishayim, to the Beis Meir and the Nesivis, which is a few hundred years later, to the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe today. There's a straight through machloikis throughout all the generations. If a place that has no roof, but is used as part of a dira, whether there's a din mezuzah or not. The Dagom Ravava brought the Rambam sounds like the only chayiv if it has a ceiling. And the Rambam says there are 10 conditions for mezuzah, one of them is a ceiling. The Rosh disagrees. Now we're going to come back to this. This is the machlokes if you have a porch, whether you need a mezuzah going out to the porch or not. If you have a porch that doesn't open to the street, just a poor, plain porch, do you need a mezuzah going out to the porch? So in Ramesh's house, there was a mezuzah going out to the porch, and it wasn't open to the street. It was just, and the Chazon Ish said, when you have a porch, to have it going in from the porch to the house, because assuming the porch has no ceiling, that such a porch is potter. So this is the Chaluk Edeis. So a swimming pool, if it's b'chutz, it's totally in this machlokes, b'chi of chedesh ein makura, and therefore you'd put without a bracha. If it's indoors, so I wrote there, totally b'shaila ma'udir eshenish al-kavit, v'b'k'yaisif says, totally b'indim shamarumim, v'akapana mistavet avadir ha'chashuva, If you're doing it outside that, then it's
called. Outdoor is almost a sex faker, no?
What?
Outdoor is almost a sex faker.
Maybe. It's a sex faker. If it's a near shul kavod, could well be. It had, the Ramesh's had a, but in the tshuva he writes even without it. He writes, here's the tshuva.
He said within our own room, that does count.
I would think so. And if it's a family type pool where a family goes swimming, men and women, maybe you should do it out of bracha. I'm not sure. Nice. The swimming pool has a chashivas of dira. Status of a porch, we'll talk. A swimming pool, I think it's a chash of a room to people. I mean, if it's an outdoor, then it should be like a place that people aren't there all day. They're there very few hours of the day. It's a taina. We said that if you're there very few hours of the day, that itself is a p'tor. Taka. I don't know why I didn't think about it. I'm not sure. You're right. Okay, a locker room. It's interesting. There's a prima gadim about a locker room, and he patters. Everyone brings it. I wrote the Achei Pasuk that the abbreviations of Chaim Knievsky in his Hilchas Mezuzah, Sechtes Mezuzah, that a locker room is pater, period. A locker room that goes into a mikvah, into a bath. What?
They very good stink in there.
Smells in a locker room? No. I go to the locker room in the morning. It doesn't smell. I don't know where you've been, but maybe it was your sneakers that. Okay, the next one. I don't know. We had a big degree of disagreement. Does the reception area of a mikveh need a mezuzah? Every mikveh has a mezuzah. Otherwise, the people would be upset. But on the front, the noshim mikveh, the noshim men mikveh. The reception area, they have a reception here. So people tiny, they schmooze there. But nobody travels there for a place to schmooze. They have to wait anyway. So what are ladies doing? They wait anyway. They say, tell them, or they schmooze. Or, you know, it's not made to be a place to schmooze. It's mistaver that it's potter, really, for two reasons. First of all, it's mishameh shemokim, that's potter. So they shar to a place, the mikveh itself is potter. And secondly, like Rav Chaim mentioned before, people only there a couple hours a day. It's not a place that's used very much, and therefore,
but it's constantly used by different people.
It's constantly used 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day. Yeah, but it's not used so much. Yes, you have there 7-8 hours a day, but it's the everyone's there to be mishamish the. Every mikveh is going to have a mezuzah, and they'll be mechaber a rov to put it up. No one's going to make a bracha on such a. That's a question, general question. What's the din of a mokim tziburi, of a public place? At the end of the swimming pool thing, I wrote mokim tziburi. There's a Miches Yitzchak. The Mar Mokim, I think, is a mistake. I looked at it quickly now, but the Miches Yitzchak talks about if a place doesn't belong to any individual, a mokim tziburi. Some yeshivas, most yeshivas today are privately owned, but there are still some yeshivas that are, there's a board that runs a yeshiva, it's not owned by any individual. It's hard to know who's the mechayiv on this mezuzah, who's the one. Maybe you have a place that people live there, it's chayv hadar, it's the people who live there. The board doesn't live there. By the case of the mezuzahs, why?
No.
Yeah, all right, we put mezuzahs. You know, a Yiddish place has a mezuzah. The question is if it's really chayv in a mezuzah.
But the board is responsible.
But they're not the ones who live. It's chayv hadar. It's obligation one lives there. Nobody has a right, nobody has a contractual right to be there.
I check in the mezuzah.
Oh, it says if it's a tzibur, it's different. Okay, I don't remember that. Shel Rabin,
yeah.
You're right. This is the chiyuv of Shel Rabin. It's a good raya. It's a good raya. Shal Rabbim. So but when the Rabbim is well defined, like the Gates of Yerushalayim is well defined, maybe the Kaisel too. But yeshiva, it's very hard to know who's the owner, who's the Rabbim that owns.
But the Kaisel is not
a Nira,
it's more like
a Medrash, the Minigas, the Milachai. It's a Knesset, it's really.
You're saying yeshiva was not needs, are you saying?
I say the fact, yeshiva batsam needs, the Beis Medrash, she said needs. Chayv Sandar, the people that are there. You just wonder who's the one that's mechuyev. The people that are there, they have a right to be there. They could get locked out tomorrow. So it's all hard. Eretz Yisrael doesn't matter. In Chutz Laaretz, you have to have some type of right to be there for 30 days.
So.
They all have mezuzahs, Moshe. Question is, what's the hagadara of the chiyev, and would you make a bracha? When they mechabit people, they have these big ceremonies and people put up mezuzahs. They make a bracha?
When they bring the next guy to put up the same mezuzah.
Or have mezuzah. They have mezuzah on the door. That's for the look. Yeah, I don't think it's special. The airport in Kennedy Airport, there's a Beis Medrash. They have mezuzah there. Never noticed. So he doesn't need. No one's there 30 days. It's strong. Maybe they're there one day.
Less than a
mikvah. What?
That place even
it's used very little. Yeah. It's now a kindergarten room. A kindergarten room. It's interesting. The Stipler writes in Krana Digris that a place that's made to store children is pata for mezuzah. Why is it worse than storing other things? Right. You put children there. That's not a machayev mezuzah. The workers, so we'll see later, we talk about a worker who doesn't have a contractual right to his room, to his office, is part of mezuzah. If he has a contract that says they have to give him 30 days notice, he has a contractual right to be there, so then he's chayv in a mezuzah, he eats there, he sleeps there. But what? No, not as Tinov. The Rishtakel's not as Tinov. He says the Yilad Maktanim. There's no Chiyav. So the only reason to be Mechayiv is Rak Mitzad Beis Ha'etzer. If it's a Beis Ha'etzer, then it could be. If he lives there, Dira, yeah. Because it's really the parents' Dira to have their children sleep.
Does that make sense?
It's a case when it's his own house, obviously.
It's his own house. It's sicker.
Maybe the teachers are in the room as much as the children.
So the teachers, if the teacher is the one who owns it, like a playgroup, so of course it's higher.
Yes.
The teacher doesn't have, like I said, a contractual right to be there. It's hard to know why it's mechayev.
And any of the kids could be, you could expel a kindergarten kid too.
Yeah. Well. I don't know. I don't know without cause. You can say somebody has a contract. He's a pile without cause. Yes, payment. You're right. Any renter could be. So, but lamaisa to pay soitzer. Typically, they store things. They pay tuition to store their children there. That's what the stifle is saying. They don't. The parents don't sit there.
If it says a lady has to do mezuzah because not shemol boy chai, you can't pay that on kids.
Women are mechayev in mitzvahs. Right. Children are mechayev in mitzvahs.
They would do some phrase over there.
So what does that have to do?
The kids don't need chai also?
They need chai, but they're not mechayev in mitzvahs. You want your animal to live too, but animal's not chayev. A children's room, it does, because the parents, that's the parents' dira, to have their children living in the house. It's whatever. If it's a dira, it's a dira. I think the stipler means it's not where they live. It's a place where you put them when you're busy with other things. You put your children there.
I think that's what it means.
It was empty. Empty room was potter.
The cattle was there.
The mazikim don't come there.
Okay. The mazikim part, I don't know.
The mazikim are afraid of the kids.
Okay, a mobile home is interesting, Shaila. A mobile home is totally in Bayisha Besvina. So the Bayisha Besvina is part of the mezuzah. So there was a machlaikis there, and the machlaikis comes down to Aruch HaShulchan in the Birkei Yosef. The Aruch HaShulchan says that when it says a house on a boat is potter, it means, because it's not usual to live in a boat. The boat is only for transportation. But he says, let's say you have a houseboat that that people talk, oh, they live there, they go on these cruises where they, part of the cruise is the enjoyment of being on the boat. So the Aruch HaShulchan holds that that's chayiv in a mezuzah. The Birkei Yosef, this is cut and dalet, it's earlier in the Simen. Birkei Yosef says no. By definition, a moving home is a diras arai. Even if you stay there more than 30 days, a moving home is not a dira, not a normal dira. They're meant to stay in one place. I mean, where they're meant to be lived in after they die. I understand. Okay, but a mobile home is. You mean a mobile home is used that way? Yeah. Okay, so it depends. You're right. You're 100% right. I meant only that if it's, if you live there while you travel, it's true. They have trailer camps where they park it there for an extended period. Yeah, nachinami. I only mean the fact that if it's moving, that itself is a dira, that's a dira sarai. So then it's totally in this machlaikis. I should mention that the Birkei Yosef, the Nemeches Yitzchak, in Tshuva Peites, Cheotav Tshuva Peites, one of his mezuzah tshuvas, says you have to be chayshish for the Birkei Yosef not to make a bracha. So it's... Now, the next one is an emergency exit. All right, an emergency exit, I mean a push bar exit.
You can't come in from.
Now, upstairs here, we put mezuzahs on the right side going in. The reason is, certainly the one with a ramp, is that it's used to come into the building. So if he goes up the ramp, they knock on the door, and the door gets open coming in. The other, we have in the Marav side, two of them, and the other one, so we put up the building, we put it on both, on the right side coming in, because the feeling was it would be used coming in. Lamaisa, that probably should be changed, because it's never used. The other one, the one with the ramp, is used coming in. The other one is not used coming in. It's barely used even to go out. It's basically an emergency exit. Now, an emergency exit, it says in the Mechashleim, it is a tshuva, and he says, you're potter. If it's made only to be an exit, so that's not chayev mezuzah. The street doesn't need a mezuzah, so it's potter. So when we were learning in the Kail, so a guy showed me it's potter. I know, I've been to many people businesses, and I walk through it with them, and I always tell them on the emergency exit to put a mezuzah on the right side going out. So I remembered what I told them, but I couldn't remember why. So they showed me the Mechashleim, there's a three-line tshuva. He says, if it's only for an exit, then it's potter mezuzah. So I was ma'ayin into it. And the reason is the following. If you have an emergency exit that opens to the street, or that opens to a narrow walkway like we have upstairs, where it basically opens to the street, then according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's Patim and Mezuzah, and that's Taka Patim Mezuzah. However, an emergency exit that opens to a yard, that opens to a chatzar, goes back to the Machlaikis, the Maril, and the Mordechai that I mentioned a few minutes ago. Maril holds that not having a roof, not having a ceiling, doesn't pater if it's a place that's used, the backyard that people use to go out to the backyard, or a porch that has no ceiling, people use it to go outside. That itself is Mechayiv and Mezuzah. So I found in the Krina de Igrisa, Chelik Beis, there's a tshuva, it's in the Kuf Lamed's around, he has a tshuva, and he says an exit door is Patur Mimezuzah. He says exit door, he doesn't even say, Shlomo Zalman says an emergency door, Shaschirum, he calls it an emergency door. Zalman says the door that's made just for Yetziah is Patur Mimezuzah. In brackets he writes, unless it goes to a chatzar, which is totally in the Maril. So an emergency exit which opens to a chatzar is again totally the machlokes the Maril the Mordechayev. A chatzar is machayev, and therefore you should put it on the right side going out without a bracha. The right side going in, it doesn't need. The right side going out,
side door going to an alley. You have a front door that you use.
If it goes to a narrow alley, you don't use the alley.
It's just
if the alley is only used to pass through. Then not. If the driveway is used to play punch ball or other things that you do in the alley, you sit outside with the children, then that comes to this maril.
So it comes to, should be on the right side going out?
Should be on the right side going out. You know, the way in is part or the way out. Nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
No. That's what I have on.
That's what you have on your
side. I want to make...
Okay. What? But they use the room for other things. But they don't have a separate room. They use it for other things and you know, a shelter type room. It's a regular room. Just a yeah.
If this room that you only use for other things doesn't need a mezuzah, so
what?
This room, like the reception by the mikvah, that's only a few hours a day, so it doesn't need it. So this emergency exit, you use it once in a year?
No, but you use the house, so you use the driveway. In fact, you use it very little. If you live in the house, it doesn't have to be that every room is used regularly. It's only... regular porch... Well, the door from Pushy Yard rarely has a mashkaif. It's usually just the door from the house to the porch. If it had, that's the smaril. That's what they're talking about. Yeah. No, machlekes of tzchayiv. It's machlekes decide to put it on, right? We're noyig like how we're noyig. You know, the chassidim shall tell you one thing, or Moshe shall tell you something else. It's hard to say. I think the minig is like the base mayor who holds that if it goes to an enclosed yard, you do it on the right side going out, like Ramesha. And if that has access from the street to the yard, you do it on the right side coming in. Understand? We're going to get to this later. If you have a backyard, an enclosed backyard, if the only way to get to the backyard is from the house, you do it the right side going out. Yep. If you can get to the backyard from the street as well by walking down the driveway and the like, then you do it on the right side coming in. That's the base mayor's pshara.
Even if you use it for coming in?
That's what it sounds like. We'll learn this base mayor, it's Hashem. We'll get to it.
What if you can't open the door from the outside?
The question is a good question. I think that you do it on the right side coming in. You have to remember the Chazayin Yisholz, it's always the right side coming in. Chazayin Yisholz, even if it's enclosed, you do it on the right side coming in. So, Dailon, when the Beis Meir said, if it has access to the street, then it's different. Now, if it's only used for exit, it's never used for entrance, then that would be a different story, but...
the door's open.
All these cases are that way. Nobody today has back doors without a lock that opens from the, you know, you don't want Khalilah uninvited guests to come in the middle of the night.
So
from the outside. I will get to it, but I think there's no difference. Considering the Chazayin Ish is always Machayev on the way in, so Dailanu to be Mekel when it has no entrance. Oh, so I want to talk about that with the next one. A freight entrance, pata period. Okay, freight entrance, you have a factory and there's a gate. It's not used for any person to ever come in. It's only used to bring in big barrels, it said, chavis gadayla. So a freight entrance, it said, is pata. It's used all the time. Some places have a dock, and the whole day people are using it, coming in, going out. So Manela wants it to open all day, people go in and out. That's a different story. A freight entrance means an entrance that's only used when you have freight, when you have something that has to come in, then it's opened up. So that, the Ramah said, is pata. Now,
right.
What? Yeah, but here there's no reason to put. It's a Beferish Ramah, nobody argues.
The art, you know, it really should be based on the usage, because even a freight entrance, if it has a large usage, it would be fine.
Transients?
If it seems that it's only used for freight, it's not. It's true, the docking ports that they have in places, they just leave them open all day. People walk back and forth the whole time. Then you're right. But if it's only open for freight, then it will be different. So as I'm supping this morning, Shlomi here brought me a picture of his parents' garage. So the garage has a garage door, an open-up garage door, and next to it, a normal door. And normally you want to go in and get a shovel, you don't open the garage door, right? You open the regular door. So regular is certainly chayiv a mezuzah. When do you open the garage door? Only if you want to get a car in and out. Is that like a freight door? Is it? The Raman Sif Yud Ches said, this sounds like Mamish Yud Garage. In Sif Yud Ches, the Rama, Martif is a wine cellar. Sheesh Le Pesach Min HaRachayv, it has a door from the street. Shevachnisin Yayim B'chav Yiz Gedailais, they're bringing the wine in big barrels. And also has a small door that you go in and out. So ima pesach katan roila mezuzah, if the pesach goes roila mezuzah, he chayeves vagadayla petura. Sounds very much like this case. Nobody opens the garage door unless they want to get a car in. Is a car freight? So?
If you don't have a separate door,
you have to use it for yourself to get in and out. You put a shovel, there's no shovel, So I don't know, it sounds like for me it's part of mezuzah, that's what it seems. It's brought fabric, there's no cars in there. Once they, do they leave it open already? Once they use it again? I don't know, it seemed that it's part of it, coming as a chiddush to everybody. What? Right, I'm told when you have two doors. I'm told when you have two doors, only when you have two doors, So otherwise, when a person wants to go in, he has to go in through that door. Okay, a worker in his office, this comes up to everybody.
An owner was offered.
Somebody talking about the office, okay. So a worker in his office. If the owner is the owner, or even if you're renting it, there's no question, it's like any cheder. That we had chanus, we had the dinam of a chanus in Sifta Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch itself said that, I'm sorry, not Tazayin, someone took it out? What's going on? In Sifur Aleph, I'm sorry. Chanuyah Shebeshukim Peturin. It said in the Shulchan Aruch that the Chanuyahs in the Shuk are Potter. So the Shaila is whether they're Chayiv. So the Taz said, even if they're there all day, if they're not there at night, that you're Potter. But Mishchei Tshuva brought a Yad Ketana that said that Chanuyah Shebeshukim means the booths only is Potter, but a real Chanus is Chayiv. So the owner of a chanos should put, at least without a bracha, although many owners are there sometimes at night also, in the busy season, people are there at night. But if it's used 8 or 10 hours a day, so you should put without a bracha. The question is, a worker in his office, so tali b'din chanos, which has to be sifir aleph,
we spend more time.
Does he rent? He doesn't rent.
Spend more time
in Chanos than the base rent.
No,
Chas v'shalom.
What ownership does he have on that?
So that's what I wrote here. Okay, but Payel Sheinli Rishus Shem. Look, if he wrote some balabayis, it's right to pat him. Should be patim. So the Mechas Yitzchak writes, if the owner is a Jew, so it could be Shlosapik and Mechuyev. You say Mechuyev. Mitzad Eitzer Shalai, because it's an Eitzer of the owner. He keeps the furniture there. It's a shav, that's called an Eitzer, but the owner gives him a shus to put a mezuzah, but he's not mechuyev in a mezuzah. Certainly without a bracha.
He stores his workers there.
I hear.
That's the owner.
So he stores the pater. Story kids who says pater. Okay, so I don't know. People always ask about it. I ask if they eat there, they sleep there. You sleep there, Yankee. So, but many are there many hours a day. So, if the owner's a guy, then certainly not. Okay, the next one is really a trick question. A sukkah which blocks an entrance to a home. Many people build a sukkah. It's not so common in our areas, but in the more densely populated areas, you see in Williamsburg and to a certain degree in Borough Park, They build a sukkah around the front door of a home where the front door is on the street level. So that sukkah ends up being a beishar to the house. So, you know, it's a gateway to go into the house. You have to go through a sukkah. Yerushalayim is there. I was in Yerushalayim the day after Yom Kippur. I was there for a bar mitzvah this year. Amazing. You walk through, you walk, you know, all the alleyways you use to get from one place to another, you're walking right through a sukkah. As you go, I ask people, you walk there when they're eating there too? He said, yeah, they eat there, the people walk through. You know, it's just the way you go. It's very...
Side door make a difference?
What?
A side door make a difference?
Side door, same question. But really, it's a trick question, because even though it's a beishar to a permanent dwelling, but the beishar itself is not chayiv in mezuzah. The beishar itself is temporary. A temporary beishar is part of the Mishnah Berurah talks about the slide-away roofs that some people have. In the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush, not like the Pesachei Teshuvah we had, the Mishnah Berurah said, if you have a slide-away roof and you make it a sukkah, the sukkah is patur mimezuzah for 7 days. Because those 7 days, it gets a din of diras arai. But, the Mishnah Berurah said, if it leads into another room, you follow? You have most people, when they have a ceiling that slides out, it's in the back of the house. So that's the Mishnah Berurah, is patur mimezuzah. Usually you have a mezuzah anyway for a whole year, but that's if it's patur. But if that slide-away place is a shar that goes into another room, then the Mishnah Berurah says it's chayiv.
Which side?
Well, it's the right side going in. There's only one way to go. It's a shar going into the sukkah room in the next room.
It was chayiv the whole year.
Now, it's chayiv the whole year. On sukkahs, where the Mishnah Berurah holds a sukkahs potter, he says if it's a shar to another permanent room, it's chayiv. So there it appears a sukkah that's a shar is chayiv. But that's only there where the shar is permanent. That gateway you're going through to the sukkah room and the next room, a whole year that's a shah for the ultimate room, for the room all the way in. So you can kiss the mezuzah as much as you like.
The
last room is Shuhal's his potter. You don't have to take down the mezuzah.
So now, if you're in the sukkah going into the house, it should be on the other side.
Okay, the minig is not like Rabbi Kiva.
No.
If there are piyas, let's potter. Then it's just
the minig's not like Rabbi.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Well, the last thing is a shed. A shed, many of us have sheds in the backyard. You get it. I'm talking about not a brick shed. I'm talking Home Depot, and you put together a shed in the backyard. My shed is about, it's more than 49 square feet, I believe. It's about 6 feet across, maybe 9 feet. So it's about 50, it's over 50 feet. And Ashkofer Rishayna is, that's a big box that you use to store things. And nevertheless, so we couldn't find anybody that patters a binyan garua. It's an inferior place. I mean, you wouldn't really live there, even though if you emptied it out, it would make a nice playroom for the kids in nice weather. But I couldn't find anybody that patters a binyan garua, except Pachas Medal Adal, it is called a binyan garua. What? It's an item, but it's funny. It's a bias. That's called a bias. Borgenin. What? Yeah, if I have a brick home, you know, that I use an item, I have a garage, it's a building, I understand that such a box is chayiv. Lamaisi, you're right. I couldn't find a patur. But I think it's a chiddush to most people. People have sheds, they have mezuzahs. So I can ask you, but...
One of those like truck things, and you put it in your yard to use it for everything. Exactly. When needed.
You do need, I'm saying. If it's Saladalit, then you need, because even on Svara, there's a Svara to patter. It's Lamaisa, there's no reason to patter. I think these are 11 common shilas.
Do you have a mezuzah container in the back of the shul?
Yeah. We have a container in back of the shul that keeps the sukkah in. So we have two mezuzahs, one on each door. We have mezuzah on each side, because it's more than Dalit al Dalit, and it's a container. It's just a... The plane itself. So the plane itself is like a sphina. It's part of the mezuzah because no one lives there. I mean, when it's in Israel, when it lands in Israel, it should be chayiv right away. When it lands in Israel, it's very good. All right, lemaisa, it's potter because it's not a because the sphina is potter. It doesn't say sphina. It's all different. What part of the Mediterranean is Israel? Do you know? It's a fascinating Gemara. There's a Gemara in Gittin Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, what part of the Yam is called Eretz Yisrael, what part of the Mediterranean Sea? So the Gemara has two opinions. The Chachamim hold, you draw a line from the northernmost city, which it's a Chalukideus, if it's Akko or higher up Tzidon, a line from Tzidon down to Nahar Mitzrayim, and that sliver of Mediterranean Sea, that is the din of Eretz Yisrael. My nafkamina, if you grow things, there, or a get that's written on a boat, Reb Yehuda holds, now listen to this, Reb Yehuda holds that the Mediterranean Sea is Eretz Yisrael. You draw a line from Sidon, from Nahar Ephraim, all the way out to the ocean. And everything that's enclosed in those two lines, that's all Eretz Yisrael.
Including France.
So Tysus asks, Rabbeinu Peter, Tysus asks, if so, France should be part of Eretz Yisrael. Southern France should be part of Eretz Yisrael. What?
Not France itself, the water before France.
Well, he says even France itself. No, so they're matmiya, because it really doesn't shtim with the lines of latitude. It doesn't. It doesn't really shtim. It is, but all right, Gibraltar at least. Gibraltar should be Eretz Israel. So it's a discussion to itself. If you take a flat map, Italy is above it. If you take a globe, then you're right, because there are two ways of measuring. Remember many years ago, I brought in a globe, and I showed you that when you have a flat map. When you fly El Al, they show you how the plane goes in a circle. So everyone has theories to why it goes in a circle, right? You all know. Why is it going in a circle? What? Really, it's the shortest way. On a globe, if you take a globe, and you stick a pin into Yerushalayim, into New York, and you take a string and make it as straight as you can, it's exactly like that rounded arc that you see when you fly El Al, or any airline. And you see that arc, on a globe, that's the shortest line. As you know, a globe, as you go higher, the circle gets narrower. And that's really the shortest line. It's called the Great Circle. The navigators, it's not modern, the Magellan knew already. The navigators know the shortest place between two points on a circle, on a globe, is something called the Great Circle. The Great Circle, you take the two points and you cut a line that would break it into two even halves. In other words, the biggest possible circle around the globe that encompasses the two points. And whatever the reasons are, for geometric reasons or whatever the explanation is, that has the longest route and the shortest route between the two points. Between the two points on a globe. And one day, if you need to have it proven, I could bring in the globe. Many years ago, I brought it into the Navi Shir once. We couldn't. Only people that could see were people on the videos, because. Okay. At any rate, Adkan, these are the 11 legitimate, difficult shailas, and that's Resh Pei Vav, which is most of the shailas a Rav gets regarding mezuzahs. Let's learn Resh Pei Zay. It's a short simon. The container is chayiv if it's 49 square feet. Yeah, you walk into it. It goes against the initial. I wanted to tell you, I brought here a copy of the Michas Yitzchak. You know, I make fun of people who say something, and then I open up the Michas Yitzchak, and he says it. I don't understand. It seems to be a mistake. He says, "Binyan Shaila B'Kriyas Mezuzah by a Mikvah." He says. Ein Shayach, sorry, talking about Beishar HaMikvah, the entrance way to the mikvah, says Ein Shayach Levarach. After Ein Shayach Kan, Mishum Hodein Lekvayim Mezuzah BeBeis HaMerchus and Beis HaTfilah, Mishum Mezayin Kisvei Kaidish. That else Mezayin Kisvei Kaidish. Zeh Shayach Rach Bechedr Apnimi, Zayin Nisham Arumim, Mukam Avur, Barachayim Ayim Mikaz HaMishnah. That's only Shayach over there. Avo, the Inyan Nida Didan, the Avive Sharochik Harbe, Mamachedra Apnimi, is different. That's a Torah. The reason that Beis HaMerchitz is part two is not because it's Tinov. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it couldn't be clearer that the Beis HaMerchitz is part two because it's not a Dira Shel Kavod. So what's the difference if it's further away or closer away? It's a p'tur be'etzem. But siftala, basically, he's a beis hamechad, beis hamechad, beis hamechad, p'tur, l'fi she'enem asim, l'diris kavin. It doesn't say because it's b'zayin k'svei kaidish. I don't know. It's a very difficult to understand this paragraph. I mean, he doesn't paskin based on this. He goes into the other shaylas. But the language is a very, seems to be a big mistake. I don't know what to say.
The outer room means that closer inside room.
Yeah, I'm just saying the reason I was bizarre can say Kaidish has nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do. All right, let's know Resh Pei Zayin. Resh Pei Vav was remarkable in how few machlokesi we showed him there were in Resh Pei Vav. It's rare, Resh Pei Vav, you had 23 sifim. As far as machlokesi we showed him, there were maybe one or two, very few machlokesi in the Rishayim. Resh Pei Zayin is two sifim, and each sif is a machlokesi we showed him. Shach Aleph brings Rishayim will argue on Sif Aleph, and Shach Beis, Rishayim will argue on Sif Beis. Let's learn Sif Aleph. What are the physical requirements of a doorway to be chayiv in a mezuzah? The Mechaber is absolutely clear. The Mechaber says, Ein habayis hapesa chayiv in mezuzah. A doorway is not chayiv in a mezuzah. Ela im kein, yesh lo shtei mezuzah sumashkev. It has to have two side posts and one overhead
lintel,
I think technically is something a door bangs against, but call it a lintel or a crossbeam that you need on top. That's Shitas HaMechaber. Sfaradim Paschal like the Mechaber, and they hold the only chayv in a mezuzah that has two side posts and a beam across. The Bar Plukta is the Rosh, quoted in Shach Aleph. Arch is Sif Beis. We'll talk about an arch is Sif Beis. Right now we're not talking excluding an arch. In Beis he talks about it's to exclude a doorway which has no doorpost on one side. Many places have a doorpost only on one side and not on the other. Especially without a door. Many homes you have a straight wall on one side. And the other side you have an arch. Sometimes the archway. The famous picture of the archway in the old city where on one side it's an archway, the other side it blends into the house. It doesn't. There's no archway on the second side. So when you have such an arch that only has a mezuzah on one side, Mechaber holds its potter, and the Shach Aleph says, Dasha Rosh V'Atur, Dafilo Eilei Ele Mezuzah Achas, K'goysha Mitzad Echad, Oivei HaKaisa Lahala Min HaPesach. For example, on one side the wall just continues, and it's not a mezuzah. Imam is the mitzad yemini chayiv, mitzad asmal potter, chindas rebeini yeruchim, niri diakfenu b'loi bracha. So he says, if it only has a mezuzah on one side, and the other side the wall is straight, that's a machlokes the mechaber and the rush, and therefore you should put up without a mezuzah, and without a bracha, and that's the... And that's the
machlokes.
You wonder who the Mechaber holds like? So look at Gra Aleph. Gra Aleph says,
That's
the Chachamim. Ava Rosh Hator, Paschal Kura Meir. Says it's a machlokes in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Akiva Svilei Kava said. So the Pashas HaGemara is like the Chachamim. And the Shtaz says two things. Taz Aleph, before the very confusing pictures, which don't help too much, the first thing he says is Eina Mashka Shadel Zakal Valamali Yashar Elevin Nithis Vevin Yaitzei, it's Potter. That's called the Gemara in Erevin calls it Pischi Shemoi. Pischi Shemoi means broken up doors. Sometimes you have an unfinished wall where you have brickwork. And nobody ever put up a doorway. So you have a brick in, a brick out, in and out. That's the example he gives. We have an unfinished doorway. It's called, the Gemara calls it Pischi Shamoi. Shamoi, Lashon of Destruction. Pischi Shamoi is not, it's talking there about an Erev. It's not a Tzuras HaPesach for an Erev. You want to have a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be a real doorpost. Now, Agav, Rabbi Yaakov held that when they make a Tzuras HaPesach, sometimes you don't have enough wood, you clap together two pieces of wood to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi Yaakov held that Pischi Shamoi. If you don't have 10 tefachim without banging it to something else, two pieces of banged together wood, Rabbi Yaakov held is no good. Now, if you have the bottom piece of wood is 10 tefachim, that's already a good lechi. If you bang in another piece of wood just to hold the string, that's fine. But if in the bottom 10 tefachim it's clopped together pieces of wood, so that yeshiva, I came to yeshiva after Rabbi Yaakov left, but the yeshiva, that's what they say, the Rabbi Yaakov held that that's Pisri Shumai. I'm pretty sure I heard this from Rebelsky.
The same thing here. The top piece is more than 10 tefachim, but the bottom.
No, it had the 10 tefachim closest to the ground. Yeah, it has to be closest.
But you can't so, be made out of tit on the side of the wall.
Made out of?
Tit. You know, you smear the stuff on the wall.
Made out of tit. Yeah, you could. But it has to be complete. It can't be clapped together. So you say on the Gemara. The Gemara says that a brick in, brick out is no good. If it's if the
it's not jagged.
All right. So maybe if it's I don't know. If it's straight, it's good. When you clap together the wood, it's not straight. It's like this, right?
So
yeah. Yeah, it's hard to do, yeah. All right, so anyway, there's another point here, and this is a very, very significant point. The shaila of Saif Kaisel and Saif Tikra. Okay. A Saif Kaisel, I mentioned to you when we were learning Resh Pei Vav, it means I don't have any doorway. But there's a turn in the wall. When you come in, many homes have this, apartment houses, certainly you walk in, and you come in, and you have a hallway, and then the wall turns to either to the right or the left. You have what's called a Saif Kaisel, the end of a wall. Like the example here would be, now there we happen to have a door, we have lechis, and every lechi, we have no lechis there. Just the wall would turn. The turning of a wall, that's what the Taz means by his pictures. You probably have better pictures, Mark. But he means the first two pictures are supposed to show. If you see our diagrams, you're walking in from the bottom of the page, walking towards the top of the page. So if you look in Aleph and Beis, you walk in, on the right side, the wall ends. Yeah. Right. On the bottom, it shows that it turns. The second, in Beis, it shows that the wall turns. That turning wall, you're walking, you're stepping on the words of the Shulchan Aruch as you walk in, and there the wall turns. A turning wall has a din of a mezuzah. Saif Kaisel has a din of a mezuzah. The bottom picture, the picture Gimel is meant to show if it's on the left side where the wall turns. Again, you're walking from bottom up and you're stepping on the right side of the picture. So where the wall turns on the left, that's not Machayev you. Because the mezuzah on the left is not Machayev.
It's just the room widens on the right.
What?
The wall turns.
They're really just the room widens.
Beyond that hole.
Okay. Some people have living room, dining room that way. We're from the living room to the dining room, it widens on the right side. So that is a mezuzah. Where the wall turns, that is a din of a mezuzah. You still need a mashkaif. We'll talk about it in a minute. But that is a din of a mezuzah. And Saif Kaisel has a din of a mezuzah. Halacha psuka. Everybody paskins this way. Picture Bay is what's on the right side. Gimel is part because it's only on the left side. If the right side is a straight wall. Now, picture Dalit, I'll talk about separately. What? On the right side, the wall turns. If it's a straight wall, let's talk about it. If the wall turns on the right side, that's like a mezuzah. On the left side is a straight wall, on the right side it turns. So, like the Rosh Vitor, that's chayv and a mezuzah. From bottom to the top. Alongside in days, you're stepping on the word yesh. Ein yesh, right? See the word ein yesh in the Mechaber? You know what I'm talking about? You're walking where it says ein, it says yesh, you're walking towards the bays. On your right side there's a wall, and the wall turns. I'll talk about the mashkef in a minute. Right now he didn't talk, he's only talking about the mezuzah. Okay. Now, what about a mashkef? What about a mashkef?
Without a mashkef, it doesn't exist.
Now, without any mashkef, there's nothing to talk about. Now, some of them have an archway. Of course, an archway is a mashkef. If there's no door, we said you're potter anyway because the Rambam holds you need a door. And now you're potter. You don't make a bracha. But lamaisa, if you have a mashkef and a turn of the wall, that's chayv. The shaila is, what about a saif tikra? Saif tikra means you have the same exact thing, but not on the side, on the ceiling. You have a ceiling, and then the ceiling goes up. The ceiling goes up. It's higher. Why it's higher? I don't know the architecture of it, but it's that way. Here, it's the other way around, right? The ceiling is lower. But let's say you're in the inside part coming out. Is a seif ceiling considered to be a tikra or not? Is that a tikra or not? So the Maramachim for this is, in Hilchus Erevin, interestingly enough, it's a machlaikis, the Ramah and the Magen Avram. I'm sorry, in Hilchus Sukkah. It's a mitof reish lamed siv beis. It talks there, you know, that the smallest possible sukkah is two walls. And on the Zayin Tfachim, you have a tefach lavud, and then you make a tzuras pesach for the rest. So listen to what the Ramah Magen Avram argue about. You're making the minimum size sukkah, so you make two good walls. You have a tefach lavud, and now you need a tzuras ha-pesach. So what do you do for tzuras ha-pesach? You take two poles and a crossbeam. Do you need a crossbeam? Just have the two poles reach the schach. The schach doesn't go out further. So just take two poles, it'll reach the schach, and when the schach ends, that should be like a crossbeam. So that is the machlaikis, the Ramah and the Magen Avram there. The Ramah says it's good, and the Magen Avram says it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah and Tefach Shlam and Sifkat Yud Gimel says that the Chayyadam Paskins like the Ramah. He holds thinkers like the Ramah. I looked up the Aruch HaShulchan, and he also Paskins like the Ramah. And therefore, the Seif ceiling is enough, a turn up of a Seif Tikra, like a Seif Kaisel, a Seif Tikra is enough to be Mechayiv and Mezuzah. Now, there's a Magen Avram. You wouldn't make a bracha against the Magen Avram, but usually, anyway, there's no door in these places, so you don't make a bracha. But we learn to chidushim that a seif kaisel, a turn of a kaisel, it has a din of a mezuzah, and now that a seif tikra has a din of a mashkeif. So this is a chidush. So does it have to be exactly against? So this is a hard question. A friend of mine has by him where there's the wall turns, but the mashkeif ends a few feet later. So I'm not sure. It's within one tefach. There's no shayla. Maybe three tefachim. I'm not sure lavud really applies. More than three tefachim, it's mistavid. They're two different things, and it's not enough to be mechayiv you. I mean, certainly once it's not together, you're mitzarif. The Rambam holds you need a door, and the Magen Avraham holds you need a. Once you have tzuruf and you have tzuruf. But this the chiddush, if you have a wall ending, it's very common in some of the older, in the apartment houses, I'm not sure why, it's a fairly common thing where you have a turn in the wall and then also a ceiling that goes up, where somehow when you enter it's a little lower and then you go in a little further it gets higher. And that would be mechayev and mezuzah. That's enough to be. If the ceiling is flat, there's no shayla. People call me and they try to describe it on the phone. It's very, very hard. I ask them about the seif kaisel. I tell them, you know, I can't communicate with them. I say, do me a favor. Put your hand on the wall. Okay. Now slide your hand straight past the mashkeif. Is it going straight? Are you bumping into anything? No. Okay. If the wall is straight on the right side, even if there's an archway, you're potter. It could be an archway. But if the wall is straight, then you're potter. Then there's no chiyuv mezuzah. Same thing with the ceiling. Even if you have on the side posts or turning, if the ceiling is straight, there's no break in the ceiling, then it's potter mezuzah. I should mention, if you have, like we have here, these are not decorative. These are ducts for the air conditioner. Air conditioner ducts are not considered a seif mashkeif, because they're just like a beam. We said a beam that's only made for support is not considered. Now we have to come back still, seif kaisel, to din of porches. There's one other case of seif kaisel, so Yitzhak Shem will get into it next week, but at least this part was clear. Okay. Friend of Chachanukah to everybody.